but it cascades downwards from the top to the bottom. We have no doubt about that in our lives. We don't question it. We don't argue about that. We don't pretend that there is a possibility the water could, well, inadvertently cascade in the opposite direction. It feels intuitive. It feels obvious. It feels just part of everyday life. But there are a lot of people who imagine success is like water going backwards. They imagine that if they get their family life right, if they get their health right, if they get their social life right, if they get their spiritual life right, if they do all the things right, success will come. But that is the opposite to the way it works. It's a defiance of all things we understand intuitively about human nature and nature. We're talking about success this month, and in the process of talking about success, we've observed in the last videos that there is a sequence of events. The belief in the philosophy of success comes first. Health, will, alertness, fidelity, honor, hopefulness, courage, confidence, brain power, faith in the system, and physical magnetism follow. So the first thing we need to understand is that success cascades. Success comes from a single point. Success comes from the top down. Success comes from the origin of success, a thought. We would never try, no matter what happened, to build success from the bottom up. That would be like driving a car blindfolded. It would be like trying to paint a painting without having any idea of what that painting is going to be like. We do it sometimes because we load our private lives, we load our lifestyles with the ingredients of success. We manage ourselves to be successful, but we're starting from the bottom, like water cascading vertically upwards. We're starting from the bottom, hoping like hell that it arrives at the top. So whether it's a business, a personal life, or whatever we're talking about, it always starts with a single thought, a sense of intent, a sense of vision, a sense of purpose, a sense of singularity. That singularity is the focus from which all else drops. All else comes from a single unit of thought. One thought, one topic, one outcome, and everything flows down from that. You know by now that the universal law are represented for you in this beautiful construct of a mountaintop. And what we can often forget is that we have to want to get to the summit before we start at the bottom. Look at anything. We know from the tiny seed grows the giant tree. And it's unbelievable that in the tip, in the top, in the tiny seed is the tree. But if you watch seeds grow, any form of seeds, what comes out of the ground, the top of that seed is searching for something right from the get-go. It's searching from something right from the get-go. So at the head, the very tip of every single growth, every single plant, is the destiny of that plant. And that goes for you too. You are a plant. You have in you your destiny, and you are growing in that direction. So it's wise to invest and spend the time to make sure you know what is at the tip, what is your vision, as you've seen from the plants growing, they don't grow vertically like a pole. They bend, they flex, they move. So your vision can change, but it's wise to have a sense of purpose, a sense of vision. The power of human nature is extreme. But to do that, we need to tap the philosophy of success. The first step in this elements of success we're talking about this month is understanding the philosophy. The way we do that is we're going to look at the five universal laws of nature. The five universal laws of nature. And the first one is the law of balance. If we don't balance our mind, we will disrupt all activity that we try to embed and become emotional and destroy what we're trying to create. A balanced mind doesn't cause something. What it does, it doesn't get agitated by something. Agitation in an unbalanced mind leads to disruption and wasted energy, sadness and corruption. It's also the evidence in a human being of an unbalanced mind is a binary mind. And that is basically what is written about in sports psychology as the monkey mind. There's many good books on this topic. So balance the mind is number one. The second part of the philosophy of success, understanding law of nature number two, which is the law of growth. Everything must expand, including you. Joy and fun and laughter, happiness comes from understanding growth. And all conflict and failure, all disruption at home, all causation of domestic upheaval, of relationship breakdowns, is caused by a couple who do not grow together. Business failure is also fundamentally caused by the lack of growth. And growth is not necessarily just linear. Sometimes the market changes and it becomes exponential. The third law is the law of electromagnetic thinking, which is the law of interconnectedness. We can magnetize thoughts. Our magnetism can draw people to us or push people away. This magnetic thinking process is something we're going to examine this month in the elements of success. But there is a process of thinking that can create in your mind deep imaginations, deep, powerful thinking that can transmit itself across the waves through other people's resistance and attract to you exactly what you want. It's called the power of attraction. You've seen this. You've seen people be repelling, their self-talk destructive. So the fourth law that we're going to examine is the law of harmony. Harmony comes from the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is controlled 100% by self-talk. If we have the ability to control this self-talk, we have the ability to control the dark thoughts and the history and the inheritance that we may have inadvertently taken. Self-talk is the subconscious mind, and it plays a massive impact on our ability to achieve and maintain success. This self-talk is vital. It is a key ingredient of all manufacture of success. This leads us to the last, and that is the power of the human mind, which we're going to call heart-brain connection. The power of a vision, wanting something bad enough, having an appetite for something that engages you emotionally, mentally, physically in what you want and puts you in a state where you can handle all sorts of resistance. It gives us access to our powerful animal nature. And this last step, which is the fifth law of the universe, the law of the one and the many, having one vision, one understanding of what you want, one clear appetite to create success that cascades like water does down into the other aspects of your life that you want to have flourish, that you want to have nurtured, that you want to have living and guiding you in a social way, in a family way, in a health way. Nature destroys anything that doesn't live its purpose. So first and foremost, our purpose is one of the fundamental principles, the belief and philosophy of success, of all the rest we hope for. This is Chris. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.